Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Right now, we are joined by someone very special indeed, Catherine.
Very special indeed. This is none other than the grandfather of the amazing Paddy Dangerfield. And can I just say, it's Bob Upder. And can I just say, Bob, would Paddy even be in a grand final if it wasn't for you?
Oh, maiden mahaith, Catherine. You are dead correct. He would not be in a grand final hadn't been for me. And then the next generation, his mother, who I give all the credit to when people ask me, is my name Dangerfield? I say, no, it's Upper.
Exactly. That
you are dead right. You are exactly right. And, of course, it's his first grand final ever.
And it all came from the Upper side of the family, Bob, as you say. Are any of his football skills something he developed himself, or is it all your side of the family?
Look, there might be some Dangerfield. God, there are thousands of Dangerfields down on Geelong and the West Coast, so I better not say too much. Look, his mum was an outstanding sporting woman, tried herself at everything, excelled at everything without getting to the top. But his dad, John, was a very fierce competitor as a footballer and actually played in four premierships down Newcombe and, who else did he play? He played with Newcombe and then he played with three premierships down in Anglesey, yes.
Bob, with such a fine footy tradition running in the blood, in any way a surprise, the trajectory of Paddy going all the way now to the grand final tomorrow, or were there moments, you know, when he was just nothing but a little grandchild to you that you were watching him thinking, gee, he's going to end up as an accountant?
there was no way Sammy he would end up as an accountant. He had a football in his hand since the day he was born. Mind you, he comes from a place called Moggs Creek where there's no football ground, there's no cricket ground, there's nothing bar people. And he would kick the footy all day in the street. And I know when I was younger, I used to get absolutely dead tired because Patrick would not give up. He just wanted to, and I think when he was about 12, we knew he was going to be a footballer. His dad said to me one day, and John is a very modest person, he said, this boy can play. And he was about 10 or 12 years old at that age.
Can I ask you, Bob, you mentioned briefly there that this is actually his first grand final at any level. Now, for a Brownlow medalist, for that to be the case is incredible that, you know, he wasn't in an under-sevens decider at one point. His first ever grand final. And, Bob, I know you don't miss a match. You're a football journalist and an author. And unbelievably, for his first grand final, you can't be there. How do you feel about tomorrow night?
Now that you've said it like that, Catherine, you've made me feel worse.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob.
No, not really, Catherine. It's a bitter disappointment, particularly, and I'll get political here for a second. You know, we live here in Mildura. There's been one COVID case, and that was in week one, and that person was actually in Melbourne at the time. And, it's a bitter disappointment for me. And the closer the game gets, the more sort of agitated that I can't be there, particularly when I've seen, 95% of his games. That's from a personal point of view, that's a very cruel thing for me. But so be it. That's the way of the world.
Is the TV set double checked? Have you got a spare PowerPoint ready just in case? Given that it won't be in person, Bob, are you all set up to watch this in style?
Sammy, I've got, there's two TVs in the house. They'll both be on. The sound will be down. I'll be listening to the ABC.
Bless you.
And the computer will be set to keep a tab of the kicks and marks and the free kicks that the umpires normally give Catherine's Richmond team.
Well, Bob, when our cats, if I may say, when our cats go all the way, how far down the list of people are you when it comes to Patrick making some phone calls after the game? I like to think that you'd be in touch pretty quickly.
Yeah, look, I think he would be. Sammy, last Saturday night I was actually on the phone from a bit after 10 o'clock and Patrick rang me at 11:58, or he sent me a text message at 11:58, because so many people were being in touch. And look, in that point of view, it's been really amazing this year, the amount of people, not because I'm involved sort of at a distance, but everyone seems to be talking grand final up here. It is the Richmond hub up here in Mildura. They've been part of Mildura's been part of Richmond since the year dot, just about. And I actually went to my cardiologist yesterday and I nearly walked out when I walked into the room and everything was yellow and black. So,
Bob, I can't believe the cardiologist did that to you. As someone who's had a health setback but is doing really well, and we're very happy to hear that, I'm almost tempted to say, for the sake of the two Irish players and you and just getting some good medicine on Saturday night, I would almost say go Cats. We're so sorry that you can't go, but you've made our day.
Thank you so much for your time, Bob.
Thanks, guys. And, good luck to the Cats. And, Sammy J, could I have a copy of Catherine saying, go Cats, please?
I will get that to you.
No, it's been deleted off the hard drive.
I'll put it to this music. Don't worry, Bob. Enjoy the game, buddy. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Bob Utbard there. Paddy Dangerfield's granddad up there in Mildura.
Yes. What a legend.
What a legend. And what a prediction.